What's up, and welcome to the Real Life Podcast. Real Life is the student ministry of North Highland Church located in Columbus, Georgia. We exist to reach others with the love of God, engage in Christian community, advance in our faith, and lead others to Christ. For more information about Real Life, you can visit us at reallifecolumbus.com or follow us on all social media platforms at Real Life Columbus. Thank you for joining us, and we hope you enjoy.
Well, over the next few weeks, we are going to emphasize, I thought it would be fun to emphasize specific things that will ensure that you have a happy summer. Y'all want a happy summer? Okay, good. I was worried for a second. See, God wants you to have the best summer ever. He wants you to be fulfilled and satisfied. Amen? Y'all help me preach tonight. God does not want you to be down and depressed this summer. He does not want you to be lonely and by yourself and isolated. He wants you to be united with a family, supported, uplifted. He wants to encourage your heart this summer. See, Jesus said in John 10:10, he said, "I have come that you may have life and have life to the fullest." That's right out of the mouth of our Lord and Savior. He came to give us life that is abundant. Hallelujah. Galatians 5:1 says, "It is for freedom that Jesus Christ has set us free." So we're going to have fun. We're going to be free. It's going to be a great summer. God wants to be the lifter of your head this summer. Man, you've had a tough semester. Guess what? Things are about to get better in Jesus' name. Paul said, we are to rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. The Bible says in Nehemiah 8, verse 10, it says, "The joy of the Lord should be our strength." We as Christians should be the happiest people on the face of this planet. We should be walking around with a smile on our face. People should be looking at us and say, "I want what they have." That's what Christians should do. See, God wants our summer to be happy and satisfying, Real Life. He wants our summer to be the best yet. See, I don't know about you, but something that consistently makes your pastor happy, can I get a witness, is food. Hallelujah. I love to eat. Can somebody feed me after service? I'm hungry. I love to eat. Eating is vitally important in our everyday life. Amen. See, if we don't eat, we don't live. It's pretty simple. So many posts on social media revolve around what people are eating. Dating, in many ways, revolves around food. Gentlemen, you are to take her out to eat and pay for her food to show that you can eventually sustain her life and provide for her, young men. Dating revolves around food. Friendships are strengthened because of food. Man, there's some churches, and I think it's a good theology, that it ain't fellowship unless there's food. Praise the Lord. See, a couple weeks ago, Jubilee and I had the privilege to go and escape. We got to go to Panama City, Florida. We missed you guys so much, but Cameron Richardson did an incredible job preaching. For the record, Panama City was epic. Your pastor likes long walks on the beach with his beautiful wife, okay? We got to go to Panama City, and we enjoyed the ocean, we enjoyed the sun, we enjoyed some time away, we enjoyed being able to just talk to one another all day long. We watched the sunset, we took pictures, it was awesome. We walked on a pier, it was beautiful. But we enjoyed the food too. That was one of the best parts, and we were so excited the day we left to get to the beach that at 8:30 in the morning, as soon as our sitter to watch the kids was there, we were out the door and we were excited to get there. We didn't stop anywhere normal in Columbus. We were like, "We're going to Panama City. Let's drive. Let's roll." And so we're out of town, and after about an hour of driving, we start feeling that rumble in the tumble, right? And we're like, "Wait a second, we forgot breakfast." And so we stopped at McDonald's. Your pastor got a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, okay? Jubilee got a McGriddle. And what happened blew my mind. We're standing in line about to order, and on the screen comes this beautiful display of a brand new product at McDonald's fast food chain. It's this new product in high definition. We saw donut sticks. Wow. They were falling from heaven in slow motion. There was cinnamon and sugar sprinkled all over the place. As they landed, a poof of cinnamon would just whoosh. Can I just say, your pastor loves some pastries, okay? Golden Donuts is my kryptonite, okay? So needless to say, because the advertisement showed donut sticks falling in perfection with a cloud of cinnamon and sugar, Jubilee and I had to order some. We finished eating our food, and y'all, can I just be a witness? The picture was so much better than what it actually tasted like. Here's what happened. We finished our food and we hit the road again. And just a couple hours later, we were at the beach at Panama City. And it was time for lunch. And I had the strangest feeling. I still was full from McDonald's. But my body was weak. And I felt this strange dichotomy of being full and being empty at the same time. Okay, see, I don't know if you understand where I'm going yet. See, I was full because I consumed food, but I was empty because of what I ate. Okay, see, we can eat and gain little to no nutritional value from what we are consuming, real life. You can eat, but it won't actually sustain you. See, I realized that first morning at the beach that I had physically consumed food at McDonald's. And because of that, I felt full. But all at the same time, I also knew my body needed something real. Because it wasn't real. I don't know what it was. It wasn't real. Tonight, I think some of us in this room are feeling the exact same principle at work in your life spiritually. You are consuming, but the things you're consuming are not giving you life. They can't actually sustain you. They can't actually fulfill you. They can't actually make you happy. See, real life, we need to realize that the right food can sustain us. The wrong food can harm us. The right food is going to keep us strong. The wrong food is going to keep us weak. See, tonight, when I refer to what we're consuming this summer, yes, I'm referring to food, but what we're eating and drinking will help us to be happy or harm us and rob us of joy. But when I use the term from now on, consume, this is what I'm also talking about. See, I'm also talking about what we watch. I'm talking about what posts we're looking at. I'm talking about what accounts we're following. I'm talking about the websites that you're visiting. I'm talking about what movies we're seeing. I'm talking about what Netflix series you're binge watching this summer. I'm talking about what you're listening to, what's playing in your ear pods. That is consumption. You are consuming something this summer, and it's either going to bring you strength or it's going to make you weak. See, all of this is consumption, and what we consume will either feed our spirits or it will deplete our soul. What you consume this summer will either feed your spirit or it will deplete your soul. See, if you're going to have a truly happy summer, what you consume matters. See, I want you to have a happy summer this year. In order for that to happen, you have got to understand this principle, real life. Garbage in means garbage out. What you put in is going to come out eventually. That's kind of gross. But what you consume this summer matters. See, please hear me tonight. Just because something tastes good in the moment doesn't mean that it's good for you. Just because, oh man, those cinnamon falling donuts from heaven, they looked good and I thought it tasted good, but it left me empty. See, what I realized at the start of my beach trip, after consuming that breakfast, we got to Panama City and it was lunchtime, and I realized that what I had consumed had no nutritional value to keep me going. I had a feeling of being full, but I was empty at the same time. See, real life, many times the physical parallels the supernatural. God wants us to have a happy summer. God has sent me tonight to help us realize that we can be so full of the wrong substances that we don't even realize we're depleted spiritually. We can be so full of the wrong things that we don't even realize our need for God. See, like my meal at McDonald's, sin is pleasurable for a season, but then it leaves us empty. It leaves us with shame. It leaves us feeling guilty. It leaves us feeling broken and worthless. In the moment, it feels great, but then it leaves you empty. See, if we're not careful this summer, we can be so full of the wrong things that we won't be hungry for the things of God that we really need to truly live. Amen. I went to the movies with my son just a few days ago, and I had some time before the movie started, and I shared this in Sunday morning service. I took him to Dairy Queen and got him a Blizzard. He wanted a Blizzard. I said, okay, there you go. Here's a Blizzard. I love you. You're my son. I want to give you everything. And your pastor loves Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, okay? Anybody like Reese's? I love it. Big cups are the jam. The big cups with Reese's Pieces inside of them. That is something divine. I don't know. And so I didn't just get the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup Blizzard. I got the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup Blizzard with Butterfinger added to it. Can I get a witness? Okay. We got to the movie theater, and I didn't just get the big old popcorn bucket refill. I stood at that butter thing and pushed that little button and put so much butter on that popcorn that there was literally a line forming behind us. It was awkward. I didn't just get butter on my popcorn. I got a water cup and filled the water cup with butter so that after I had finished the buttery top, I got halfway through and I needed more butter. And so you pour the butter. It's perfect. It's brilliant. Come on now, real life. Can I just be a witness? That night, my stomach was tore up. It's gross. I'm not going into details tonight. Whew. Do not go in there, is what I'm going to say. Okay. Yeah, that's an old reference. But this is what the Lord gently spoke to me and helped me realize through that circumstance. The wrong things won't ever satisfy us. They'll always demand more. The wrong things don't ever satisfy you. It just continues to demand more. If you're looking for happiness in the wrong places, it will not satisfy you. It will always demand more. See, this summer, I'm confident if we are all going to have opportunities. You will have opportunity to consume things that you should not. You're going to have that opportunity. The enemy of your soul is going to put a trap in front of you. It may even be as soon as tonight. God wants us to have a happy summer, so we will have to be careful what we put in if we want to enjoy anything out of it. Some examples of things that won't satisfy and will always demand more. Number one, the attention and the affection of a physical relationship with a significant other. Some of y'all are dating. You're like coupling up. It's summertime. Summer love. Ooh, summertime. Okay. It feels good in the moment, but here's what's going to happen. It will demand more to keep you satisfied. See, as you get more and more physical in your romantic relationship, you will be tempted to cross more and more boundaries. The more you indulge, the more you will need to feel temporary satisfaction. See, there's a reason God calls us to abstain from sexual activity until we commit to a marriage covenant. And this is, if we don't respect that God-given covenant, eventually you will give so much of yourself away that you won't be able to see what's left. You'll give so much of yourself away that you won't be happy. You'll feel alone. See, there's going to be another opportunity that's going to come your way, a party or a social gathering you get invited to where there will be alcohol or a substance. Maybe it's weed. Maybe it's other drugs. I don't know. But let's be mature. A couple drinks will give you a buzz. It'll help you unwind. It'll make you feel comfortable to socialize. It'll make you be comfortable to be funny and goofy like you're not comfortable doing when you're sober. But substances like drugs and alcohol have devastating and lasting effects. See, they make you a different person than who you really are, and the feeling you get is a counterfeit to what it's like to experience the power of the Holy Spirit. It's a counterfeit. And they always demand more. The next time you try it, the more you will need. And the next time you try it, the worse you will feel. And after it's all said and done, it will leave you empty and it will demand more. See, tonight, food and what we consume matters if we want to be happy this summer. A large portion of the ministry of Jesus revolved around food. Jesus loved food too. He broke bread. He went to dinner parties. He went to people's homes and ate with them. He fed multitudes, and Jesus cared about eating. Praise the Lord. Tonight's scripture, if you've got your Bibles, it's in Matthew chapter 15. It'll be on the screen too. Matthew chapter 15, starting in verse 29. It says, Jesus left and went along the Sea of Galilee, and then he went up on a mountainside and sat down. Great crowds began to come to him, bringing the lame, they brought the blind, they brought crippled people, they brought mute people and many others, and they laid them at his feet, and he healed every one of them. The people were amazed when they saw the mute speaking. Miraculous things were taking place. The crippled were made well. The lame were walking. The blind were seeing. And they praised the God of Israel, and then something really interesting happens. All of this miraculous activity is taking place, and Jesus calls his disciples to him. He says, guys, come here. I have compassion. I feel sorry for these people. They've been with me for 3 days, and they don't have anything to eat. He said, I don't want to send them away hungry. I wonder if there's someone in this room tonight that doesn't want to walk away hungry. God has something for you if you'll actually be hungry for it. He wants to fill your hunger and satisfy your need. But he says, I don't want to send them away hungry, or they may collapse along the way. Other translation says that he knows they have traveled a long distance, and if they don't get food, they may not make it. And his disciples answered him, where can we get enough bread in this remote place? They're on a mountain to feed such a great crowd. How many loaves do you have? Jesus asked. Seven, they replied, and a few small fish. So Jesus told the crowd to sit down on the ground. He took the seven loaves and the fish, and he prayed and gave thanks to God. He broke them and gave them to the disciples, and they turned to the people, and all the people ate and were satisfied. Afterward, the disciples picked up seven basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over. The number of those who ate was 4,000 men. That's not including women and children. And after Jesus had sent the crowd away, he got on a boat and left. Jesus cares about our food. Food and what we consume matters to him. See, Jesus healed the sick. He helped the blind to see. He caused the mute to speak. He helped the lame to walk. He healed everyone that they brought to him that day, and something strange happened when he was finished healing. It says that Jesus healed them and then felt bad. It says that he had compassion for the people because they had nothing to eat. And as I read this, I asked God, why in the world did he feel bad? He met all their needs. After healing so many, why did he feel bad? And this is what the Lord said to communicate to us tonight. He told me to say, God can do miracles in our lives, but if we don't get fed, there's a very real danger that we can still collapse or fall away. God can do the supernatural in our hearts and in our lives, but if we don't get fed, there's a very real chance that you'll fall away. See, God doesn't want us to be roller coaster Christians where we go from one mountaintop experience and fall down to the valley. He wants us to eat and be sustained, to get through the difficulty, to get through the struggle, to get through the temptation. See, I know God wants to do significant things at Real Life and even in these altars tonight. Every time we come together and worship and pray at these altars, guys, miracles take place. I pray with you guys and I see the breakthrough. Breakthrough takes place. Life change happens every week. Man, the tears are not superficial and fake. They're real. When people experience the power of God, it is a transforming miracle that happens. Healing happens in our hearts every week in these altars. But guys, if we don't get fed throughout the week, if we're not spending time in God's Word for ourselves on a daily basis, if we're not cultivating a relationship with Him by developing a prayer life, guys, we can fall before the next service. We can't make it to the destination He's called us to. Jesus did not want to send them away without sustaining them for the journey. When Jesus fed the 4,000, He proved to us that He doesn't just want to fix our present problems. He wants to do that. He wants to fix your present problem. He is your ever-present help in time of need, but He also wants to ensure that your future is secure. Class of 2019, he's not just giving you success now. He wants you to have success for the rest of your life. Yes, Jesus wants to forgive us in an instant of our sin. His grace is a free gift, but He also wants us to go and sin no more. Yes, Jesus wants to heal us. He wants to give us the supernatural power of the Holy Spirit. He wants to heal our broken hearts and do supernatural things in our lives. But guys, He wants to do those things so that we will have a lifelong relationship with Him. Yes, He wants to set us free from our past, to set us free from addiction, to set us free from our struggles. But He wants to set us free so that we will never be the same again. So that we won't go right back to the things that kept us feeling so empty. See, Jesus has brought us so far. He wants us to be concerned about what we're eating so that we can make the distance and finish strong. He wants us to go far in this life. He wants this to be the best summer. But He wants you to be careful what you consume, because if you consume the wrong things, you won't make it. What we eat, what we consume will ensure what happens at these altars will last in our life. See, Jesus had compassion on the 4,000 because they had nothing to eat and they still had a long way to go. You and I, man, we are young. We got a lot of life to live. We've got a long way to go. And Jesus created us so He fully understands that if we don't eat, we die. Not only that, if we eat the wrong things, we risk destroying what God is trying to do in us and through us. Tonight, Real Life, please hear your pastor's heart tonight when you make plans this summer. Jesus understood that there is a correlation between what we physically consume and what we spiritually experience. He understood there's a connection between what we physically consume, what we see, what we hear, what we speak, to what we experience supernaturally. I was so full at McDonald's breakfast eating that chicken bacon. Sorry, that's Chick-fil-A. I love Chick-fil-A. Bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit that had zero nutritional value. But I wasn't hungry when lunchtime came. See, I was shaky and I was weak, because there was no value and no real substance in what I had put into my body. Real Life, many of us don't experience the fulfilling and sustaining presence of God because we're so full of experiencing and consuming other things. We don't experience the supernatural healing and divine presence of God because we're too full to even want it. See, the real threat to a happy summer is being so full of things that we want that we never realize our lives are void and empty of the things that we actually need. See, this miracle that took place, Jesus wasn't satisfied with just healing the people. He wanted them to be fed. This should prove to us that Jesus doesn't just desire to give us what we want. He deeply desires to give us what we need. I want to invite the band to come as I close tonight. I read once, this was a long time ago, and it's a phrase and a statement that has stuck with me for a long time. A dietitian once said, nothing tastes better than looking good. Nothing tastes better than looking good. What you put in is what comes out, and nothing tastes better. Can I get a witness? Some people in this room have lost some weight. Some people are looking good because what they are putting in is something that is sustaining them. What does that mean? That means when we eat right, we look better. And the results bring more lasting happiness. When you make a habit of healthy consumption, your appetite for junk begins to diminish because what you feed grows and what you starve dies. See, a mentor of mine taught me that the anointing of heaven is attractive. The anointing. Moses went into the tent of meeting to meet with the presence of God, and he says, the scripture said that it is as if they were face to face as friends in the tent of meeting. And Moses would have to walk out when he was done being in the presence of God. Moses would walk out and have to cover his face because the presence of God was so evident on his face that it would scare people to see it. The anointing is attractive. When you spend time with God, people will take notice. See, the reason people listen to me isn't because I'm anything special. It's because I am consistently meeting with God. The things that make me attractive are not anything in my own ability. It is because I have been with the King of Kings. I have been in the presence of the Almighty God, and I have been on my knees praying and fasting and reading His Word. That's what makes my life attractive. The anointing will be attractive. Real life, I'm here to say you will be happy and you will have a happy summer if you fill your life with Jesus and protect your life from consuming what we know is unhealthy. Jesus said in John 6:35, He said, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty again. Jesus one time was talking with a woman beside the well. She was getting water for her day and questioning Jesus, why are you talking to me? And Jesus lovingly told her, girl, if you knew who you were talking to, you would know that I could give you living water and that living water would cause you to thirst no more. What I can give you, Jesus is saying to us tonight, I can give you something that will last, something that will give you fulfillment, something that will give you joy, something that will give you real peace. Jesus is saying, all you need is to be with me, and you'll have everything you need. Jesus is giving you and I in a tangible way to ensure a happy summer and a fulfilled life, that once we taste and see that the Lord is good, the things we used to crave will no longer be appealing or satisfying real life. We'll forget about that stuff because it's not even what we want anymore. Because we've got the bread of life. We've got the living water of God.
Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed, make sure you hit the subscribe button for our weekly sermons, and don't forget to follow us on social media for updates. If you have any prayer requests, feel free to email us at reallifecolumbus@gmail.com. We'd love to partner with you in prayer. Be sure to tune in next week on the Real Life Podcast.